For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're coming off of a great weekend and that you're feeling blessed this morning, that you know you're blessed because of God. I pray that for you. And I just want to give such an incredible report and a thank you. I do this each time after the meetings. But a thank you for an incredible conference. You know, we did our Blow Mighty Breath of God Blow Friday night at the Sheraton Hotel, excuse me, and it was phenomenal. I'm just so thankful. And I want to go into that message all this week about building our arks. Of course, Jesus is our ark. He's our refuge, isn't he? Noah built that ark. It's also our ark being in Christ, but we built arks Friday night, arks, prayer arks for our marriages and our families and our children and the next generation. And I've got much to say about that, as in the days of Noah, reminiscent of our times today. And what should we be doing? How should we be living? So I just am very excited. A couple highlights that are standing out to me, though. We had married couples coming forth at the end. It was just moved me greatly, wanting prayer for their marriages and to make them stronger and saying, Anna, we want to build an ark for our marriage, and taking the needed steps, rededicating their lives, dedicating their marriages back to God and communication to each other. It was just really a great thing. We had salvations Friday night. That's the paramount thing. I give praise to God for that. But I also shared this, and I even took note of it because I thought I want my radio audience to have this as well. And of course, our message is taped. If you need this message, you write to me, you'll get it. But I remember in the beginning of the new year, I had tried to return a call to someone. And as I was returning the phone call, I was giving kind of this list of just some bummer things that had just kind of come against us, you know. And here I am going, oh, so-and-so, I can't return your call yet, because I started listing all these items. And brothers and sisters, literally out of my mouth, as I'm listing these items, this came up. So, Anna, what shall we say to these things? And I stopped what I was saying, and I said to my friend, I said, oh, so-and-so, I need to apologize to you. I just heard the Spirit of God coming out of my own mouth saying, well, what are we going to say to these things? And I knew instantly it was God saying, yeah. Well, what does Romans 8 say, Anna? What shall we say to these things? Paul said, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? And so I thought, wow, I'm going to give this whole list of all these things that, you know, were coming at us. But in the midst of it all, God is for us. And I want to open this week's broadcast with that to you right now. You might be in your car and you might think, man, what a weekend. Oh my gracious, I need help. Well, what shall you say to those things? If God is for you, who in the world is going to be able to be against you? And you say, Anna, but these things came and they hurt and they hit hard. I know. I do know. I've gone through the similar types of things. But in the same breath, God's for you, my brother. God's for you, my sister. All those things are eventually going to fall by the wayside. Give it time. Keep your eyes on God, because he's for you. Go to those scriptures in Romans 8. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. This season will pass if it's been a bummer. And I'm not kidding you. It was the goodness of God. He rose that right up out of my inner man. What are you going to say to those things, Anna? And I literally repented and I said, oh my gracious, God is for me. This will pass. These items will pass. God is with me. He's standing strong inside of me. And it gave me the needed strength and assurance. And I want to give that to you. Romans 8. If God be for you, who can be against you? God bless you. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.